waku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza seWashington DC.
Ngiyalambulela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 6 kuMfumfu 2024. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, uZulu wakobulawayo uthi uzizwa engasaphephanga kulandela isehlakalo sezigebengu ezibambe inkunzi ebhanga zihlomile zantshontsha imali ephezu kwe-$4 million. Izakhamizi zika Ward 2 eGwanda North ziyathokoza ngoba seziqedisa ukwakha idamu eselile minyaka engamachumi amahlanu lisehlula. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. UZulu wakobulawayo uthi akasazizwa ephephile kulandela ukubanjwa inkunzi kwemota ethwala imali eyayisanda kuthatha izigidi ezedlula ezine $4 million ebhanga le-Ecobank ngeviki edluleyo. Izigebengu ezenza lokhu zazihlome ngemibhobho yohlobo lwama-AK-47 kanye labovolovolo. Sixoxele siphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ibhetshu likaZulu umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo.
Kuyethusa ikakhuluma abantu selibona kunama private citizens alembobho emkhulu kanjeyana abalesibindi sokuthi bethathe imali ligwaza umhlaba. Kodwa akakwethusi kangako, abantu bangadubeka amaNdebele athi singalamba sidlutshani. So okucacileyo okungamangalisiyo ukuthi abantu badubeka and abantu bengadubeka ngendlela abantu beZimbabwe badubeka ngayo, they resort to crime. So abantu bonke sebedinga indlela zokuthi beziphilise ngoba kulamsebenzi. Labaphetheyo akutshengisi ukuthi kwelinye ilanga bake becabangela abantu ukuthi abantu bangaphila njani. So mbona ngazathi kunengi okufuze sikukhangelele. Lezi ndlini ungakhangela ama robberies aya isanda. Kodwa okwethusayo ukuthi laba abaphetheyo benza ngani yonke nje into inormal, akula mzamo yokuthi singenza njani ukuthi sitshintshe inhlala impilo zabantu bebe lenhlala kahle. So kusazoqhubeka ububi obunengi.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo ngowenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ibhetshu likaZulu. Izakhamizi zika Ward 2 eGwanda North ziphakathi kokuzigebhela idamu ngezandla ukuze zilwisane lodubo lokusilela kwamanzi oludlondlobaliswe ikoma komkhathi lonyaka. U-Albert Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Sekuleminyaka engamachumi amahlanu 50 years kusungulwe imizamo yokwakha idamu ledomboritsitsa kodwa lisehlula kuphela ngenxa yengxaki ezishiyeneyo. Kepha lonyaka izakhamizi zithi zile themba lokuthi lizaphutsha leli damu ngoba zisebenza gadalala njalo zaziphakathi kokwakha umbundu wokubamba amanzi. Okwamanje izakhamizi zetatata zihamba umango omude zisebukha amanzi ngezinqola lokunathisa izifuyo zazo edamu lesilikwe. Umnumzana Ananias Nyathi odlale etatata uthi lingaphela leli damu lizabanceda kakhulu kanye lezifuyo zabo, ikakhulu ngesikhathi sendlala esifana lalesi sesikhona lonyaka esesibulele inkomo ezedlula 4,000 emathebeleleni South.
Idamu leli ukuqalisa kwalo sibili mina ngibona ngangusantwana bona kungaphambanisi 1974 khathi esidamu sileqinisa ukuthi liyaphuma. Idamu leli lizasinceda sizafaka izivande zembida and lezifuyo seziphilile. Kade ezingikhuluma sowathi ungabhuda edamu lena sokuphungunuka amadonki ayangena afela phakathi athini kodwa nxa useduze lapha uyayibona leli damu leli siyabonga sibili selikhiphe impilo yabantu abaningi engozini.
Amazwi kaNathi agcizelelwe ngumgcini wesihlalo wekomiti ebona ngokwakhiwa kwedamu ledomboritsitsa umnumzana Philani Gwebu.
Kathesi sikha amanzi esihamba sisiyawathatha ungaba ngumango because ungaba yi-4 kilometers lapho sithatha khona amanzi okulala. So ikusa kwaba lo mbonano lokuthi senze idamu sizuze ukusizakala ngodubu lwamanzi ekunatheni thina abantu ezifuyweni lokuthi senze izingadi abantu baziphilise ngoba izulu lakathesi kalisani ngendlela efana nayo. Uhlupho olukhona lapha yokuthi asila nje esingathi ngokwethu esithembele khona siyancediswa lapha nalapha.
Izakhamizi zithi zincediswa zinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukwakha leli damu kodwa zikhala ngokuthi zisebenza zilambile nangumangweyo laleziko emzini emnengi. Unkosikazi Zolibanzi Mpofu ngukhansila kaward 2 eGwanda North.
Sibele inhlanhla ke ngokuthola inhlanganiso ye-CRS yesincedisileyo kakhulu nge-material. Badala basebenza khonapha i-community yesebenza kodwa kabala kudla bakudla esebenza khonapha basebenza sibili belambile kakhulu. Esilesifisa ukuthi nxa singathola ukuncediseka ngokudla bathi besebenza besidla abadala ngoba sikhandle ukuthi i-community yaphatheka yesebenza khonapha obhilida basukumile emakhaya bayakha. Kodwa kabala zuzu engathi bayithola ngathi umbe ngathi liholo umbe allowance basebenza ngokuzimisela kwabo nje.
Inhlanganiso yeMelika ecubungula isimo sendlala emhlabeni jikelele FMIN Early Warning System Network FuseNet yethule umbiko kuliviki sithi amadamu amaningi asethile eZimbabwe ngenxa yokoma kwemkhathi kanye nezigotsho eziningi lazo azisela manzi. Ithi lokhu sokubangela ukuthi isimo sendlala sibe sibi ngamandla elizweni. Esigabeni seGungwe eGwanda South izakhamizi zijabulile ukulandela ukusungulwa kohlelo lokulungisa idamu lazo eladilika ngomnyaka ka-2016 ngemva kokuchitheka kwezulu elikhulu eladala umonakalo endaweni ezijiyeneyo. Lo msebenzi uqhutshwa yinkampani ye-JR Goddard Contracting yona eqhatshwe ngabeGwanda Community Share Ownership Trust. Usobhuku weBhungu uMnumzana Thuso wadenga uthi ukulungiswa kwaleli damu sekulethe ithemba kuzakhamizi esezile minyaka zibhekane lodubo lwamanzi.
Idamu kona seGungwe kukhanya liyalungiswa sekuyathembisa okutsho ukuthi ngesikhathi esizayo sibona ngane hayi amanzi sizakuba lawo. Okwakathesi siphila ngebhorane yibo lapho asihlanganela khona abantu ukuthi amazanate ngezifuyo zethu khonapho.
Isiphathamandla se-JR Goddard Construction uMnumzana Francis Ngwenya uthi umbundo waleli damu uza kwengezwa ukuze ubambe amanzi amaningi.
Sithembisa ukuthi izulu lalo nyaka amanzi akhona sizawabamba. Umnyaka lo usiyaphela babe sebelamanzi abantu beGungwe. Okunye njengakwengeza ukuthi leli damu leGungwe silengezile ubukhulu balo kukade likho khona okutshengisa ukuthi amanzi ebeliwabamba ekuqaleni lingakadabuli asaza kwengizwa kathesi ukuya phezulu nge-1 meter okutshengisa ukuthi la manzi azabelapha asezangezele asezaba maningi kulokhu akade ikho khona.
Lanxa kulokukhanya edamu leGungwe bubuvilibane edamu leThulimanyange lapho umsebenzi wokwakhaleli damu osumisiwe njalo ngenxa yokusilela kwemali. Leli lidamu elikhulu mpela elikhangelelwe ukusiza abantu abaningi ngoba lizabamba amanzi aphezu kwesilinganiso sama-cubic meters ezigidi ezingamathumi amathathu 33 million cubic meters. Kodwa ukhansila kawa-13 eGwanda South uMnumzana Miklas Ndlovu udokudanisayo ukuthi akula lutho olwenziwayo ekwakheni leli damu okwamanje.
Leliyani damu sithe sibona kuqaliswa sathi nangu umesiya sefikile lapho ezabonakala sesiphila kahle. Hatshi eqiniso selelihle akula lutho. Akula lutho sibili ezisebenzi sezizaqhuke ezinye bezisebenzijane. Kuvela akula lutho sibili eManyange komile.
Amadamu amaningi esabelweni seMatabeleland South kathabamba amanzi ngoba esegqibelekile okubangela ukuthi atshe masinya ikakhulu nxa kungela zulu njengalo nyaka. Inkomo ziyafa ngokubanjelwa edakeni emadamu amaningi sikhuluma nje njalo uhulumende uthi kusiyaphela umnyaka kulakho ukufa inkomo ezedlula izigidi ezimbili 2.3 million ngenxa yokuthilela kwamanzi lokudla. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngiseGwanda ngu Albert Ngube.
Uhlelo lwabasakhulayo namuhla sisePlumtree esigabeni sakoMadlambuzi. Sixoxa loJohnson Ndebele, umkhandi wensimbi ophila ngokwenza izinqola lokunye okuthiyeneyo.
Salibonani balaleli uStudio 7. Umsebenzi engiwenzayo ngiyalenzisa izinqola lama window frame. Ungakuthi koMadlambuzi hlaphana ngiyatholakala, Madlambuzi Center kumbe eMkhomeni Business Center ngiyatholakala.
Ukuze wakhe inqola usuka phansi uze uye phutsha, ungathi usebenzisa malini? Njalo nxa usuyithengisa, uyithengisa ngemali?
Imali engiyisebenzisayo imali engange 400 US dollar. And mase ngithengisa ngemali engange 550 US dollar.
Yiziphi ingxaki ohlangana lazo?
Ingxaki ehlangana lazo kubhizinisi yikusilela kwepetroli, and then ngiyabe nesifiso sokuthi ngabe abanye abasakhulayo njengami babe nesifiso sokuthi umsebenzi lo engiwenzayo bengabakwazi ngibafundisa into enjengemitshina yesilelayo. Ngabe nesifiso sokuthi ukhule kube yi-industry enkulu.
Wawufundela ngapha umsebenzi?
Indaba yomsebenzi yokuthi ube uzuyekwazi uzuvuthe sibili abantu bekuncoma ukuthi hayi umsebenzi awuyenza ngendlela eyiyo. Inke ngiqale lapho ukuthi from ngisesephansi ngakakwanisa ukuthi ngayenza umsebenzi wezandla, but ngilesifiso sasesikolo ngangu-form 2 ngangifunda i-woodwork. Ngabonisa uthando kutitsha uMr Msemwa owayengifundisa i-woodwork. Wayelokho engifundisa izinto ze-woodwork, lokho engifundisa lokho ngaze ngayokuma kum-form 4 esifundweni sami. Nganginesifiso sokuthi ngiye kukhosi ngezandla zabazali zasuka zabamfishane. Angisaphumelelanga but lokho ngidlwisa ngizama ukuthi ngibe lolwazi ngomsebenzi wezandla. Ngabona-ke ukuthi i-woodwork akulula ukuthi umsebenzi onjenganalowo uwuthole. Ngase ngicabanga ukuthi ngayenza i-welding or i-building, ngabese ngibona ukuthi hayi i-welding isenhlizweni yami ngicabange kuqala. Ngabe lokho ngizama, ngabuyela futhi kuMr Msemwa ngisiyabuza ukuthi le nsimbi ikhathwa njani, kuthiwa yini ma uyimesha uyimesha njani. Ngabe lokho ngifunda ngithola ulwazi kancane kancane, ngingena ku-YouTube lokho ngizama ukuthi ngibe le-experience. Ngasuka lapho ngathenga insimbi zakudala lezi mbheda lezi zazikhona ebantwini. Ngaqala-ke sengenza amaseko ngithengisa, abantu bencoba lo bencoma lo msebenzi. Hayi ngabona ukuthi hayi akulanswaka kula bantu abasolayo. Ngabe lokho ngikhula kanjalo mbona lezi moto sezibuya kimi ngisekhaya kuMadlambuzi kwapha. Bachisela abantu, abantu bebuye bebonge bethi hayi imsebenzi uyawuyenza. Lokho ngidinga experience. Ngibiza la abanye abantu abakwazi ukuchisela, ngithi ngayenza into ngibabize. Ngithi hayi mafowethu ngicela ke limbonise lapha ukuthi ungabe kuruwo ngaphi. Hayi bethi hayi kuhle. Lokho ngiqhubeka kanjalo. Lamanje ngingacabanga ukwenza ulutho kumbe ukudizayina something. Ngiyangena ku-YouTube ngisetshe mbone lokho ngithole i-experience kwaphana. Yindlela yami yokufunda umsebenzi. I-course ukuze ngibe wazi lo msebenzi ngalesifiso, but ngenxa yokuthi izandla zabazali zifitshane ngayihluleka, but manje sengile experience yakhona lo.
Abasakhulayo njengawe ungathanda ukuthini kubo? Ngoba siyabona abaningi batshona bebhoda ngezitolo benatha utshwala njalo besebenzisa izidakamizwa.
kwaba sakhulayo njengami ababele sifiso sokuthi bengabe le mizamo yemisebenzi ezandla kodwa beloko benjani besahaba sasendimeni le ndima yentshengo kuyabanzima ukuthi kube le mpumelelo ngoba lokhu ingcosana okubili okuthathu uyakutholile uyakucabanga intshengo. So kuyaphambanisa izimiso zakho kumbe izifiso zakho. So onjengo labo awalungayo.
Abangathanda ukuxhumana lawe mhlawumbe befuna ukuthenga inqola lokunye okulungisayo bakuthola njani?
Abathanda ukuthi bengisapoti bathenge izinto engizilungisayo kumbe engizenzayo. Njengoba besithi umntwana ngokhuliswa ngumakhelwane. Sengangithola kunombolo lezi 0711385122. Ngiyozibiza futhi 0711385122.
UJohnson Ndebele ngosakhulayo ohlala ePlumtree esigabeni sakwaMadlambuzi ophila ngokukhiqiza izinqola lokunye okuthiyeneyo.
The Voice of America.
Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu namuhla silomnumzana Vusani Spanda.
Sinana masiko wenzi umandla la baba mkhulu namasiko babe lobola usenzi umandla.
Ibingelele baba unkomo labalalele. Engiliphathele khona namhlanje nanku kubalulekile nje. Sizothanda ukubheka ukuthi yini isiko. Sikhuluma ngani masikhuluma ngesiko? Abanye bathi isiko into yamadlozi, into yezinyanga, into yezangoma. Athi uma ukhuluma ngesiko athi umzali, mntanami mina kangisangeni lapho nsindisiwa ngifuna into zamadlozi la kwami. Isiko libuya kumdali. Yini isiko? Isiko isisombululo oyi-answer, isicazululo senkinga yesizwe isizwe esibhekane nayo. Impendulo kube kuthiwa yisiko uma ibuya kumdali. Into eyenziwa continuously. For example, athi kudala mandulo. Bekuthi mayisizwe sinenkinga imvula kayinithi mayisizwe siyempini siyahlaselwa inkomo ziyafa nje kule mkhuhlane singayazi uyagulwa nje khona nje into engahambi kahle bebehlangana besiyinkosini yabo inkosi yabo ibiyibheka le nkinga isuke lapho nayo idlulisa inkinga kwimboni. Yini imboni? Imboni ngumuntu oyimediator between izele nyama lezwe lomoya ophathiswe isibani sizwe okhanyisele isizwe ombathwe izidalwa zezwe lesithunywa esikhulu ideyithi exhumene lomdali. So lo muntu bebethi mabe inkosi idlulisela kuye yena abese siyakhala kumdali through isithunywa esikhulu. Mayethi iyakhala kumdali through isithunywa esikhulu mala mpendulwe isehla ibuya mhlawumbe nje ubona imvula kayinethi kuthiwa hayi thathani gawulani isihlahla ejaswe elizulu dobha amathambo litshisa iindleko zabo thekwani tshisani liyana mpendulo ma kuthiwa every year before izulu linethe libe lisenza njalo igawula litshisa lisenza ini gawula yampendulo lena ma ibuya kube kuthiwa yisiko. Isiko lesizwe ngoba impendulo befika adlulisele enkosini inkosi ibisisenza imbizwe ibiza isizwe ibisidlulisa ukuthi hayi kuthiwa manje as every year before imvula iqale kumele sigawule izihlahla sitshise senze 1 2 3 1 2 every kuthiwa yisiko. Sometimes kuthiwa abantu mabazile ngelanga elinje ilanga elinje yabo iyazilwe lezi isiko sesizwe. Isiko yi-answer ebuya kumdali ebibuya kumdali true imboni imboni edlulisela inkosi. Isiko liya-involva kuyamasiko angapheli sokusiba la masiko ade senzekwa kwesikhathi esithile aphele kubuye futhi kuyecelwa ngokunye kubuye kuqala amasiko amatsha bekunjalo. So abantu bakudala okhokho bethu kade be-powerful ngoba kade beyazi hierarchy bebengaziyeli kumdali babekwazi ukuthi siye enkosini yethu inkosi yethu sidlulisele kulo phezulu ngokomoya yena lo ombapha esidala usidlulisela kumdali asibuye silethele i-answer. That's why okhokho bethu kade be-powerful very powerful kade besiyokulwa labantu abaphethe imbhobho bona bephethe imikhonto kade benqoba kade be-powerful ngoba kade beyazi hierarchy futhi kade beyihloniphe hierarchy. That's why kade be-powerful. Namhlanje sekulahlile konke lokhu sabiza into zethu ezazisiphilisa ngamademoni sathi kumdali siyaziyela asalandeli yonke le hierarchy ebikhona siziyelile kumdali yini elungayo silahlile indlela okhokho bethu kade be powerful kade besisathwa ezinye inhlanga. That's why ezinye inhlanga zabuya zezala ngoba okhokho bethu kade be powerful elandela indlela zabo zeqiniso ezibaxhumanisa nomdala. Thina salahlo kwethu salandela indlela esingazazi. Yikho namhlanje siyilapha abantu abanje. Yikho namhlanje singayindawo empilweni. Yikho namhlanje singu number last ka yonke into nje. Yonke into nje kwezinye siyi number last yazo zonke inhlanga. Ngoba silahle indlela yethu ebisiphilisa indlela kade sezokhokho besatshwe ngezinye izizwe kade sezokhokho bahlonitshwe bakhothanyelwe ngezinye izizwe sabiza amasiko ethu madimoni laswa singabantu abasoko sibonge
umnumzana Busani Spanda ingcwethi kwezamasiko Zimbabwe. Kuhlelo vuselela umoya namuhla silomfundisi Thande Nkosi Ntimkandla.
Zihlozi Nkosi ezithandekileyo, asivuseleleni imoya yethu le ehlala isihlukumeza ngenxa yezinto ezishiyeneyo. Sizakhangela eBhayibhelini iTestamente elitsha ngokuloba kukamvangeli uLuka isahluko sechumi. Siqale endimeni yamashumi amabili nanhlanu sisiya kuma endimeni yamashumi amabili nesificaminwembili. Kufundeka kanje uLuka chapter 10 siqalise uverse 25. Bheka kwase usukuma isazimthetho esithile samlinga sathi, mfundisi ngizakwenzani ukuba ngidle ifa lokuphila obuphakade na? 26. Wathi kuso, kulotshweni emthethweni ufunda kanjani? Verse 27. Saphenda sathi, weyithanda inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho nangawo wonke umphefumulo wakho nangawo onke amandla akho nangayo yonke ingqondo yakho nomakhelwane wakho njengalokhu uzithanda wena. Verse 28. Wayesethi kuso, uphendule kahle, yenza lokho uzakuphila. Zihloze Nkosi ezithandekileyo, lapha sihlangana le ndaba engathi mina indaba emnandi ngokumangalisa kwayo lokuqumbaqumba kwayo. Ngoba kuthiwa kule ndoda eyayisazi umthetho, mhlawumbe ngesilungu singathi wayengu-professor of law, ngoba izwi zikhwica mfundo phela labo ababizwa ngalawo magama. Into engithanda kakhulu ngalo professor lo, kuthiwa wasukuma wamlinga uJesu ngombuzo othi, ngingenzani ukuze ngidle ilifa lokuphila kunaphakathi na? Zihlobo Zinkosi ezithandekileyo, baningi abantu abeza kithi ngendlela ezishiyeneyo bezosilinga ngezinto lathi ezingasihuga, lathi esingazikhwabitha, esingazithanda, kodwa bona besilinga nje. Abanye mhlawumbe gabaze basilinga mhlawumbe ngamazwi aphuma emlonyeni, kodwa ngezenzo zabo. Abanye ke basilinga ngendlela zokuthi balempahla ezingakanani, naleyo mpahla iyabe ingaziwa ukubana itholakale kanjani. Abanye basilinga ngemfuyo yabo, ngezikhundla zabo, ngalokho abayikho khona. Sibe sesithatheka ngobana iningi labantu bayawuthanda ukuthatheka, sibe sesiphambuka-ke endleleni. Kodwa le ulo uprofesa uyambuza uJesu, emlinga njengoba ngisitsho, ukuthi kambe wayengenzani ukuze adle ilifa elokunaphakade. Khangela njani, wayefuna ukuthi abe yisazi mthetho okunaphakade, into engasoziphele eselibele ukubana impilo yakhe izakwedlula emhlabeni. UJesu abe sesikathi kulotshweni embhalweni njengoba ufunde kangaka nje, ayihlabele impendulo, aqambe konke ngaphezu okokuthanda uNkulunkulu nenhliziyo yakhe ngamandla akhe ingqondo yakhe umphefumulo wakhe ngakho konke, aze athande lomakhelwane wakhe njengalokhu ezithanda yena. Impendulo kaJesu engiyithanda ithi, uphendule kahle, yenza lokhu uzawuphila. Nangu umuntu eyazi into okumele ayenze, uyakwazi okufunekayo ukuze impilo yakhe ibe mnandi, impilo yakhe ibe nhle, kodwa ubuya uzolenga uJesu abuye aphendule ngendlela uJesu athi uphendule kahle, yenza njalo uzawuphila. Ungabe unguprofesa wezinto zasemhlabeni, dinga izinto zikamoya. Sikhuleke Baba, vula ingqondo zethu singazenzisi, silandele lokho utsho ilizwi lakho. Amen.
Sibonge umfundisi Thandeko Zintimkandla ngohlelo Vuselela Umoya. Kwezemidlalo namuhla, uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa lo wake waba intshantshi yomdlalo wokugijima lokweqa uJumapiri. Okwamanje uPiri usengumphathi weqembu lenguqu ele Arinel Movers elidlala kusigaba sePremier Soccer League.
uJumapiri udabuka koBulawayo njalo ungomunye wabadlali abake badla ubhedu eZimbabwe.
Ngazalwa mhlaka 2 February 1973 eLandaba Clinic. Ngafunda eGambu Primary School uGrade 1 to Grade 4. Then ngasensuka ngayafunda eHenry Law Grade 5, Grade 7. Then ngasuka lapho ngaye Hamilton Boys High.
uPiri utheze emidlalo kwahle wazithakazelela esafunda eHamilton High School.
Ngayisenza ama sprints le ayijump ngayiqala ngemistake if I may say. Mina I was concentrating more on ama sprints. High jump at the time. Uxolani Mabhemoyo. I fell sick. And who I was master to ask me, I gladly accepted. I never looked back from that day. Being a second recruiter, Iwanki Athletics Club, who were concentrating more on the Chamber of Mines, in challenging the prizes of Lomisus Ndlovu's. And in my life, they really played a big role.
Ja umuntu wa RSPM dalo necheneyo, upiruto wabona kungono kuta atini zega kuru umdalo ooto, wasaketa oweka, owe high jump, wegela ipora logu kichima.
Athletics really took me far and wide in the world. I represented the country not in the Olympics but I'm a regional competitions. The extent of which one particular time I was the fifth best in Africa, southern region, as a high jumper.
Uchuma wenza izimanga seqa ngoba umncintiswano eminingi waze wangena la kwezwe kwazi le Africa.
I broke national record in Zimbabwe in 1999. It was 210. I broke it to make it 215, and then a week later broke it to 216. A record which has been existent up until last year. Yeah, break after 24 years. I'm now more on the administration part of sport.
Okumanje uJumapiri uSiphathamandla uqembu lenguqu leBulawayo Arnel Movers. Ngimele 7 igama lami Ezra Jesus Banda.
Abahlabeleli beZimbabwe bathi labo balahlekelwe kakhulu ngokutshona komculi wakwele South Africa oludumo obesonta iZCC uSoli Mohulu. Sixoxele omunye wabaculi laba uMkhando Sikhandayo.
Kuningi esifundile kuye futhi kuningi ebesisakulindile ukuthi sikufunde kuye. Silahlekelwe kakhulu singabaculi abancane. Kuningi ebesithi masikwenza skopa, ziningi ingoma zakhe ezithi mazicula zisiyakhe imimoya.
uMkhando Sikhandayo ngumculi kamasikandi weZimbabwe ocula ekwele South Africa. Nele Mthwakazi olivalelisayo ngontungamili inkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.